From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The forecast track of Hurricane Dorian remains uncertain, and it's still unknown where exactly the storm will make landfall, but all of South Florida remains in the cone of concern. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is forecast to strike as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. The forecast also shows Dorian slowing down as it nears Florida's east coast. That means that although tropical storm force winds will likely be felt over the weekend, landfall may not occur until Tuesday. In the immediate aftermath of any hurricane, it can take several days before government aid shows up. That's why a group of volunteers in Miami-Dade and Broward counties created their own community response network for vulnerable communities. WLRN's Nadege Green has details.
One, medical supplies and personal hygiene. We need one that says grills and charcoal.
Valencia Gunder is instructing a team of volunteers on how to arrange the room as supplies come in.
Y'all, somebody got all that?
Barbecue grills, charcoal, diapers, baby wipes, non-perishable food. Gunder is a community and climate activist in Liberty City. She helped set up what is being called a Community Emergency Operations Center.
We're going as far down as Florida City, all the way north as Fort Lauderdale.
The group has dozens of volunteers and two distribution centers, one in Liberty City and one in Fort Lauderdale, where they're taking donations ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Once the storm passes, they have a team of neighborhood captains that'll be able to tap into the network to get what they need to help neighbors in predominantly low-income communities.
You're already robbing Peter to pay Paul for housing.
Trinise Bryant is the neighborhood captain in Liberty City. She says not all families have the financial means to properly prepare for a hurricane, and many don't have cars to shop in bulk.
And it's very expensive here to even take a Uber, Lyft.
The Community Emergency Operations Centers hope to fill in that gap for those who are riding out the storm with very little. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And you can find out more about the Miami and Broward Community Operations Centers at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.